Так вам.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox. The main topic of today's program will be music. We get quite a number of requests concerning Radio Prague's theme tunes and the music we play in general. Those come mainly from Canada, and this one was sent by Pat Barry, who listens to us on CBC's Radio 1 in Montreal.
This morning was a most interesting program on the life of journalist Ferdinand Porotka, a remarkable person. I have a small request. At the end of this morning's program, you played a lively jazz tune by a group that sounds like the Benny Goodman Trio, although I don't think it is them. The solo work is by the clarinetist and pianist, and the latter resembles the style of Teddy Wilson. This is not the first time I heard this piece played at the end of the program. Could you provide me with the name of the group and the title of the piece, as I would like to obtain a copy of it, if it is available in Canada?
The piece which closed the program about Ferdinand Perotka was Bílé sestry, or White Sisters, by Czech composer Jaroslav Ježek, who worked with the actors Jiří Voskovec and Jan Verich in Czechoslovakia before World War II, but was forced to flee the Nazis with them and died in New York in 1942 at just 36 years of age. Jacqueline Berting from Saskatchewan had this question about music.
My mother was listening to the radio late at night, and she told me to see if I could find the source of the amazing music she heard. It was a Ukrainian choir mass. She said she had to find out more, and also that whoever the woman was who played it said it came from a double CD. Is it possible to find out what the name of the choir is and where I can get them?
Hard as we tried, we couldn't identify the music, I'm afraid. Is it possible that the program came from some other station rather than Radio Prague? None of the music we played around that date fits the description. Now, away from music for a while, but we'll get back to it. Georgine Nadeau, who had written in before to our English section, recently listened to a program presented by Radio Prague's Czech section, and she had this to say.
I was just listening in Czech to your report on Czechs in Canada. Are you aware of the Czechs that settled in Minitonas, Manitoba, Canada? There are names like Jersák, Němeček, Moravec, Slama, Jahoda, Reichert, Němec, and many others that I can't recall right now who first settled there. They're Czechs who kept their language and came from the Volyňa area, some from Michalovka and others from other villages in what is now the Ukraine. I don't know when they all came, but my dad, Bedřich Reichert, arrived in 1929 after a 3-year stop in Slovakia. Most of them would have arrived around that time.
Thank you very much for writing in. Very often we can tell from our listeners' surnames that they are of Czech descent, and it is always interesting to hear about your Czech heritage and where in the world Czechs had settled. Speaking of people of Czech origin, you can still send your answers to us to Radio Prague's monthly competition question. This month, our mystery person is a woman. She was born in the former Czechoslovakia, started off as a skier, and was a member of the Czechoslovak national skiing team. Later, she worked as a fashion model in the United States and Canada, but today she's perhaps best known thanks to her marriage to an American entrepreneur and media tycoon whom she divorced in 1992. Please tell us the name of this Czech-born American celebrity by the end of February to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. And finally, we have a chance to combine today's theme of music with the fact that this past week was National Marriage Week in the Czech Republic. Our regular listener Mukesh Kumar from Cosmos Listeners Club in India sent us this request.
I am pleased to inform you that Mr. Shashank Shekhar Singh and Mrs. Sujata Singh are going to celebrate their 16th marriage anniversary on the 18th of February. Recently, they are associated with the club and they also enjoy your various programs. On behalf of all club members, I'd like to congratulate them on this auspicious occasion and pray for their happiness and prosperity in life. I would also like to request you to play any appropriate song on this occasion.
Congratulations, and for Mr. and Mrs. Singh, here's a 1960s Czech song, Ach ta láska nebeská, or Oh Heavenly Love by Jiří Šlitr and Jiří Suchý. The singers are Valdemar Matuška and Eva Pilarová, and they are singing about there being no happiness without love. And this song is also Radio Prague's contribution to St. Valentine's Day, which has been celebrated in many parts of the world this week.
Alaska, nebeska.